This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The former president of the United States, Donald Trump, has been indicted for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. According to Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, Trump has been indicted on four felony counts that include conspiracy to defraud the United States government and witness tampering. More now from Associated Press reporter Jack Smith.
The indictment focuses on schemes by Trump and his allies to subvert the transfer of power and keep him in office despite his loss to Joe Biden. The criminal case comes as Trump leads the field of Republicans seeking the party's 2024 presidential nomination. It centers on the turbulent 2 months between Trump's November 2020 election loss and the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Trump denies doing anything wrong. Norman Hall, Washington.
Trump has been ordered to appear before a judge in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. France has started evacuating citizens and others from Niger. The first two jets have left Niger, and the first one has landed in Paris with people from multiple countries who wanted to evacuate. On Wednesday, military chiefs of member nations of the West African bloc, ECOWAS, will meet in Nigeria to discuss the coup, and a delegation from the bloc will visit Niger on Wednesday as well. Tunisian President Kais Saied has dismissed Prime Minister Nejla Bouden. She is the first woman to lead a government in the North African country. According to a video released by the presidency on Tuesday, he immediately appointed Ahmed Hachani, who worked at the Tunisian Central Bank, to replace her.